Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Large mobilization closes fourth international action of the World March of Women in the south of the Latin American continent. The Latin American and Caribbean Day for the Right to Abortion was unusually marked at the border between Rivera, Uruguay, and Santana do Livramento, Brazil, after 2 days of panels, debates, and workshops with the slogan "For the Right to the Body and Life of Women." Over 500 women marched through both cities, chanting with slogans and drums, speaking to the neighbors of the border. For us, it was a very important meeting, with an emblematic topic in our context of conservativeness and threats to the advance of rights in Brazil. Therefore, to gather over 500 women here at the border was extremely important. It strengthened us as a movement, not only with Brazil, but also with Argentina and Uruguay, said Sonia Coelho of the World March of Women of Sao Paulo State. The activities were held in the framework of the fourth international action on the World March of Women that has been taking place in different parts of the world this year from March the 8th to October the 17th in a decentralized way in tens of countries. Being here, looking back and thinking about all we did this year to be here, the workshops, the activities, the state plenaries, among many other things, is very rewarding, said Claudia Prates of the World March of Women of Rio Grande do Sul State. The articulations and alliances built to reach this place were also very important. The diversity of movements represented here, which raised the flag of our struggle, which is one struggle, and that all movements should integrate the struggle for the life of women, was key, added Claudia. Urban unions, peasant women, black women movements, and housing movements participated in the action. About the current challenges in the national and regional sphere for women, Sonia said, "I think that a great challenge for us is to keep resisting in an organized way in this difficult political context, to not let any women's rights to be threatened or reverted, and to increasingly organize ourselves as Latin American women." With reference to the conclusions of the action for the participant women, Claudia Prates said, "We leave this action strengthened, we've learned from other women, and we've shared their experiences, and this is a permanent struggle, a struggle that we need to fight in each of the cities, in each state, in each country."